Rashi is here on Chav Beis and Mid Beis, Gemara Maskil Chotzer. Chotzer Sherabim Nichnosim. Let's read the Gemara again. What's a Shaila? What's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is Bomine Rachva Meirova. Tell him a slack at Asura Batoch Dalit. Rabbin Bokin Bo. Chayav and Lamashus Rabbin Bo. Ain't Chayav. Leave it to Rabbon and Loti Boyaloch. Hashtu Mahos and the Nichatash Mishte. Amri Rabbonah. Lo asi rabim umavat la mechitzda. Hachad lo nichat ashmishtei. Lo kol shakein. Kiti bo lach alim ad rab yudah. Mai. Hosem u de nichat ashmishtei by pasi biros. Hachad lo nichat ashmishtei. Lo asi rabim umavat la mechitzda. Dim ala shna. Amalai chayovin. Lo asi asim bechevel. In. Maas bechorin. In. Eise. Fekli maakash. Chotzer Sherabim, the last few narrow lines of Chabez and Medbez. Chotzer Sherabim, Nechnasim La Bazu, for Yotzin Bazu, Rishu Sarabim, Letumah, Rishu Sayochid, Lishabes. Mani, Hilem Rabbonon, Hashto Mahosan, the Nichat Hashmishte. Am Rabbonon, Lo Asi Rabbim, Mabat Limechitza, by Pasi Biros, Hora the Nichat Hashmishte, Lo Kol Shekein. Allah Rabbi Yehudi, so Rabbi Yehudu says what? That it's Rishu Sarabim, Hayochid. Gemara says no. Lo Rabbanan. Shus Rabbim Latumah is Trichalei. In the Chanami, there's no Chiddush. Quanta Abiyudu would be Rishus Rabbim. That's the Brisa that the Ramban quoted, which does the non existent Brisa. The Quanta Abiyudu is Rishus Rabbim. This doesn't say anywhere in Shas. We saw on the Bach, on the side, it said he means this. Gemara is implying that according to Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda would be Rishus Rabbim Dorais. Alright, fine. Now the question becomes, what are the configurations of this chotzer? You don't know. The source for this din, of all places, is the Tosefta and Taras. The Tosefta and Taras, you know, they're not so concerned with Arayonim. It's hard to know what are the configurations. So Rashi says, chotzer sharab nechasim la, derech psochim, o piritzus shel eser. So Rashi says that piritza shel eser, right? Eser means eser or less, right? As opposed to l'malam eser. Nonetheless, we could apply the principle of osi rabim u'mavat le'mechitzta. So says Rashi. Okay? I saw in the Masifta Gemara they infer that why can't we say pshat more than eser? Why do Rashi say dafka eser? It's an inference, they say, if it'll be more than Eser, then it wouldn't be a Rishus HaYochid, even if it'd be no Rabbin. That's the inference which they make, which is not 100%, but sounds reasonable, which of course is the position of the Mishkan Es Yaakov, and those who follow him, Shlom Yehuda, that a Piritza Yes and a Yud is enough to knock out the Mechitza on the level of the Dorais, as opposed to the Beis Ephraim and the Chazanish. That's the inference that's made from the Rashi. That's not the Farish and Rashi, that's an inference from Rashi. Fine. So now, you see from here, that even though the opening is only 10 Amos, and 10 Amos normally is not a problem, but as Rishus Rabbim going through, Baki Merabim, it is a problem. That's what the Rashi seems to say. Tosis goes much further than that. What does that mean? Let's read the next Brisa. Toshma. Mavos hamafuloshes beboros b'shichan of amaros b'shus ayochad l'shabbos b'shus rabim l'tumah. Beboros, what's this? I'm going to a bar. Meliboros, man ilayma rabbon and hashdom mahasim the nichat hashmishte amri lo asir rabim vatli lay hocha the lo nichat hashmishte lo kolshke. Rabbi Yehuda, lo same as the chir abonan b'shus rabim l'tumah isrichalei. Says Tosis, Toshma. The fourth line, Pirish Rach, Konshabor, Rochok, Menakosel, Gimel, Tvachim, Mikol, Tzad, Vaholchen, Derech, Kan, Vikan. These are people that are going along the side of the bar. What do you mean? You have two parallel walls in the middle of the walls of Mavoy, and at one end of the Mavoy is a big bar, not a well. You can imagine that. It's a well people have to get their water from. So, wait a minute, how much space is there between the edge of the well, which is the king would walk over the well, and the parallel walls on the sides? So Tosis Chotzen Rabbeinu Chananel, three tvachim. Maybe there's no tvachim. How do you know there's any tvachim? So those who have the, I don't know how you have fancy bars in the back, Tosfos HaRosh addresses this. Here on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and he makes the following comment. Oh. Says, Tema, Kevan the Masal El, Kevan the Bor Havik and Mechitza Shlishis, Pshita, to which is a Yachid for Shabbos. So Ika Gimel Mechitza Smalyasa. What does that mean? Two sides of parallel walls, and the third side is the bar. Now the bar is not a wall going up, it's a wall going down. Right? It's presumably more than 10 tefachim down. The well is way, way down. So you have three walls mamish. V'lomatzinu b'kiyas rabim levat al gimel machitza shleim. So, what b'kiyas rabim? Where the rabim going? There's no gap on the side of the walls. What does it mean they go? They're jumping over? That's a big jump. Maybe they jump over. What do they mean by what? What he says? Hilchach nirek apirish rach. Shapirish bebor muflag menakosel gimel tvachim mikan gimel tvachim mikan ubaki rabin mikan and mikan. It's a very narrow thing. Three tvachim. It's not so simple. I got two three tvachim. Three tvachim. What is it? 10 inches or something like that? 12 inches. Those. You gotta walk like a tightrope not to fall into the bar. The Ritva says even if it's more. You're afraid to fall into the bar. Even if it's 3 feet across, I was nervous to not fall into a bar. Okay? So that's the Ritva adds. But in any event, this is what it says here in the Tosfos HaRosh. I call upon him. So you see from here, not just that if you get within 10 Amos, you can say Rabim Mevatli Mechitz. Even within 3 Tvachim, you can say apply the principle of Rabim Mevatli Mechitz. Now, what does this mean, gentlemen, in the broader sense of the word? What it means is, it has to mean, b'pshuto, that rabim are killing the entire mechitza. Because if the pshat and os yirabim, go back to opening the Ishiya, if the pshat and os yirabim about the mechitza is simply that the mechitza, that area where they pierce through, the mechitza there is meaningless, well then, it would only apply to that area. So who cares? It's a big deal. There's a gap of fill in the blank. 3 tvachim, 10 amos. Who cares? So as long as only rule the parts, we don't care about such a gap as a general rule. So you see from here that the pshat in us yabim mevatli mechitza is it kills the entire mechitza. Now if you remember way back when we thought it was a machlok between whom and whom, Balamo and the Ramban. Balamor says it kills the whole mechitza, and the Ritva was even more beferish. Right? My Balamor was leka mechitza. He said mapil kolam mechitza. The Ritva was very emphatic, and the Ramban, the way we understood it, said no, it's only killing it in that spot. So you get impression from both the Rashi and the Tosfos over here that it presumably the whole like the shita of the Balamor and the Ritva, and not the shita of the Ramban. With me so far? Yeah. Let's take a look. Tosfos says on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Let's go see it again. Chayav and Lemeshus Shushim Meshus Rabim Vim Tomar Kev and Demaskina De Rabbi Yudah Sav Lek Ruach Sav Rabbi Yudah Amai Chayav and Lemeshus Meshus Rabim Ha Isle Shtei Mechitzes De Oraisa. So how can you be chayav in anything? There's always two mechitzes everywhere. V'yesh Lomar Yishalayim Hoysem Mefuleshes Me'abot Stodim V'chayav Asal Lemeshus Meshus Rabim Lomit Be'emtza Pilush. Like a mechitza, to the contrary. Tosfos didn't say that, well, it's a little tricky over here. Tosfos says, if you have emtza pilush, there's zero mechitza. There's to be no mechitza. If there's no mechitza, so then you look at all four ways, and there are no mechitzas whatsoever, so this is not a question of whether the mechitzas are bottled, where they're bottled. In other words, if you require, how should we say it, three mechitzas, a tzirif of all the mechitzas. So Tosfos says that if you have rabbim going through, it's impossible to have a tzirif of the mechitzas. Good. However, over here, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a chiyuv of the din of osi rabbim and mevatli mechitzas b'pshuto. But what happened to shnei mechitzas d'oraisa? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there seems to be no problem. lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, and you don't have to do anything. So Tosa says, if you're in the middle, there's no mechitzas at all. Let's assume, for argument's sake, that there's no rabbin. Stop. Make that configuration in the middle of the desert. What would it then be, according to Rabbi Yehuda? On the simple level, we discussed once before, the lack of mechitza. What does lack of mechitza mean, literally? There's no mechitza. Is that because the rabbin came through, or there's still no mechitza? I'm saying, in the epicenter, as you call it, there's no mechitza at all. There's no mechitza at all to be Rishus Rabbin, irrespective of the issue of Asi Rabbin and Lo Asi Rabbin. Of course, the question becomes, why does Tosas say this according to Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is, according to the Rabbanan, it's possible you'd be Rishus Rabbin elsewhere as well. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the two mechitzas, there's no Rishus Rabbin. The only way to explain it is what we called before the epicenter. As a matter of fact, I think we had quoted the Tosas Rosh himself on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, but the way he phrased it, look again one more time. Let's see. Oh. Tosas says in Tomar, why Yechayev? He has Shtei Mechitzes. Yesh Lomar. Hoda Kama Tosas Rosh, the Chayav and Levish Shus Rabin. Hani B'mokam Shesh Dalad Shorim. Mi Dalad Ruchos, Omer Bem Tzapilish, Shekenega Dalad Shorim. We discussed it before. Is it because the rabbin of Mavadli? No, out the rabbin. There's no walls at all. So if that means there's no walls at all, that's why you would be chayiv there. And so we suggest that Tosas learns that if rabbin come through, they kill the mechitza, right? They kill the mechitza completely, right? Through which they go. But the two walls on the sides, which are impenetrable, they wouldn't kill those walls necessarily. That's the answer to your question. You asked me a question. Quantitosis, does the rabbin kill the wall that they're trampling over, or they don't kill the wall they're trampling over? The answer is they kill the wall.
Like the Balamor.
So what about over here? They're not trampling over the side walls. Those walls are still chai v'kayim. No. If Rav is traversing a particular wall, they go right through it. When I say through it, that means they're going over it, right? Over it, under it, or through it. Right? Went through is a little bit misleading. Okay? Let's say this is going over or under it. Let's make it just a little easier to explain. They go over, they go under it, the whole thing is gone according to the Balamor and the Ritva. According to the Ramban, the rest of it is there, but they just killed it at that spot. If you ask the Kasha, Rabbeinu Shalom, how can I say that Tosas says the whole through the mechitzas through which they go over or under is killed? Tosas says in the middle of the epicenter, right? So what was your question?
Why daka there?
Anywhere. The answer, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, would be Shtei Mechitzas Doraisa, because those two mechitzas are impenetrable. The rabbi not going under them, not going over them. That's why the word through is ambiguous. They're going through them, means actually between them is a better word. They're going between them, not through them. The word through is ambiguous.
If there's a
mechitza through which the rabbin go over or under, use that expression.
But they're talking about a new Yerushalayim. Isn't the rabbin talking about going through the wall of Yerushalayim, and you said that knocks out the whole wall.
Okay. They're going either under, over, or through that wall, so that particular wall is gone.
So, and Tosas is assuming
that... No, Tosas is talking about the walls on the side. The walls on the side are still there. No, doesn't work?
I'm talking about the sentence, yes.
What?
They're all talking about going through the walls of Yerushalayim.
Right.
So there's two walls on each side, and you're walking through the shot.
Right.
So Tosas and Ramban and Ramban are all talking about the same place.
Rabbi is in the Ramban and Ramban are talking about the Ramban are just drawing different cases.
No. Why must he be talking about two different cases? In other words,
I thought if the walls is a circle, so then when you walk in from one side, so it's going to knock out the walls even as they curve.
Why can't we say that the argument is whether the walls that are penetrated by the rabbin, that go right over or under or through those walls, were they killed completely or not killed completely? Ritva and the Balamar says those walls are killed completely. Ramban says they're not killed completely.
The Balamar and the Ramban are arguing about what can be negative the sides of the Mechitza. Right? The Ramban's response to the Balamar is, why are you saying that there's no walls here? There's two walls on each side, good walls.
The two walls are two walls.
The Balamar is assuming that there aren't even good walls there. Even though you're only walking through the shah, it's in the back of the whole wall.
You're saying the Balamor holds its Mavavil walls, not just the walls they're going through, but even the walls that are on the sides.
I thought that was on my phone.
Because I thought it's a circle. So if it's a circle, so then what's the side? It's not a square necessarily, it's a circle. So then.
You're
it's
square.
So what's your question now? Chazar again, what's your question?
How can Rebbe say that Tosis holds like the Balamor? If Tosis...
So leave out the word Balamor. Maybe she took to the word Ritva. I'm not sure what the Balamor is. The Ritva said if you go through a wall, under it, over it, right, penetrate right through it, that wall is gone. Mapilos. The Mapilos, the walls that they're going through. Right? You're telling me the Balamor goes further than that. So then not only do they kill the wall that they're trampling over, but they're killing the walls on the sides as well.
What's the Ritva saying? If you have a huge wall,
right,
with a door in between,
right?
So, the sides are also movable, no? Otherwise, what's my pillars?
The side of that wall.
Right.
But there's still two walls on the other sides.
That's true. I think the Balamor agrees to that.
So it's a Balamor, so that's the question. The Balamor agrees to that.
Rebbe's saying that Tosis holds like the Ritva on the base.
No.
Go through, everything falls down.
Right.
So then, Rambam Aleph, how could he say that you only chayav b'emsa pilus? You should be chayav b'mitin agar machitzos.
But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if at that point in space, there are two. We went through this last time. We didn't understand how they answered this question. If this is Ramban's question against the Balamor, so we don't have a good answer. If at that particular point in time there were two parallel walls, right, and between those two walls, forget the rest of the world. The rest of the world is the rest of the world. Right? There are two parallel walls. Right? And those two parallel walls, according to Pashup Shat, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, whenever the two parallel walls, you're fine. So just those walls alone. Okay? So who cares? In other words, if you agree that the walls on the side, which are impenetrable, still exist, so the question then becomes, so what do you mean that there's still two walls?
That's the machlokas. The Balamor is holding on that.
What does he say?
He says there's no walls there, but it's mevutal because people are passing through.
But the word through is now used in a different sense. Passing between.
Right. But they're all talking about passing between, no?
Not necessarily. No.
So what's the machlokas?
When people pass not between, but through, over, under, or through, right?
So what does it mean in Yerushalayim?
The gate, so they're going right through the gate. That's what they're going through. So if you hold, that's what Ramban says, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't understand what could be possibly be wrong. Because on the side, it's okay.
What's Balamor's response?
I don't know. So what is Balamor's response?
Chori is saying that even though you're walking through a part of the
don't
wall,
use the word through, between.
Between or under the shar.
You're saying a chiddush nifla, the quantum of the Balamor, which maybe there's no alternative but to accept it, because we got stuck last time, as you walk between two walls, then those walls are also killed.
I thought that was machlokas of Balamor and Ban.
That's what the Ban
says. Yeah, that's what his mind is. He's saying Balamor, you're saying a chiddush nifla.
Right.
That walking through is going to be Mavad to the sides.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
And Balamor holds that.
Ban himself says the only wall that should be broken.
Right, I'm saying, but the way we, if we had, you know, maybe we should look at the Ritva, because I don't want to see, the Balamor is so brief, and I didn't really fully understand what the Balamor said. I'm just saying, he's saying this Kiddush Nifla, which I accept. But we had a Ritva, and the Ritva spoke a little bit, longer. So what do you mean lekashtem? It means it kills the mechitzas even at the
right.
They're going between.
Himself, there by himself, then says those words can't be true.
Right.
And the mitzvah is in the first.
Which one are you with now?
Chav
Beis, Avon Aleph, Avon Beis.
Avon
Aleph.
He says,
"Ilu
ain't sham
pesach
v'lo sham
yipufi."
He says,
"Everything's gone." That's sweet. Which do we have? Good. Kano diacha. A little bigger for the together. Okay? Hold you chachamim stamma mashmachi the sphere the kavasayu. Ay, Rabbi Yochanan, pirish. Chosh dal sandals valayla nina kestima gemuro mechitza shleim akile yesh kam dal mechitzas. Tzafan uladarum yesh mechitza. He's not going with the idea of the foolish in both directions.
Right.
He's only assuming there's a right. There's an actual mechitza and mizuch amarav. There are psachim and the losos. The molek can yuchav mishusurabim pirish mevuos v'shalaim din mishusurabim yesh lehem. The islu yudvav amarocha who derab shishim riba ruchlas kolamim he. V'chein drachel mefulosh and luchuvan azu b'mizuch zu b'marav zu b'tzav zu b'darim. I thought he didn't need that. Then Rishus Rama Vos Vam Shmesh Rashi Dal Kam Sechus Shatz Shemina Na Liu Rabbi Yochanan Did Losos Dafka Metzias Shalaim Din Rishus Rama Halav Achi Yesh Din Rishus Rama Afapi Sheish Shem Mizrach Ul Marab Sochem Gemurim Lo Chashiv Estim Ad Asur Rama Mavat Le Mechitz The Pirish This is the line you were quoting Lo Shi Yavat Le Mechitz A Shlema Shal Tzafon V'Dorom Why? Because they're complete because they're no walls they're no holes The how am I? No, he says exactly. He says what I said. That if they go between two walls, those walls are going to stand. Ela shebapilin mechitzas shebemizruch v'marav kemet shebokem v'hem tadir derech apsoch and mechilein shem peslo shem gufufi hoy prutz in which way mizruch v'marav v'milu that's often the darim. No, but the Balamor you're saying says worse than that.
No, very much. The Balamor is saying just the erev, so there you would have nothing.
Right.
So if you're broken just there, the bottom row would say there's no walls in your shrine. Zero.
There's
no slow in a different materials.
That's what's so slow. One second. There are no walls. Let's just think of it for a second. In other words, over here, in the Ritva's Matzias, they're only going in through one direction. So the direction through which they go, those walls are killed.
Yeah.
On this two so on the sides, there is no problem. Now take Shesi V'Yarev. So they're going through both directions. So all the walls are killed. Ah, you see? Now I understand. Let's get it straight. You are completely correct based on your Metzius. In other words, see, I'm still hung up on the Matthias, which we had described last week, which is that there are independent walls astride the thoroughfare. But if you're right, so good. So the Balamor says no such walls. There are no such walls astride the main thoroughfare. The only walls are the walls of the wall, the outside wall. Then I agree with you 100%. Good, that's why we weren't talking the same language. That was talking about, I was talking about the third Matthias. Good, so now we're all in agreement. We're all in agreement. At Baruch Hashem, we're all in agreement. Okay? So now I understand the Balamor perfectly. The Balamor's case is where there's no walls on the sides of the thoroughfare. They only have the walls on the side of the city. And they killed Shetzi V'Yarev. Hinaf does die. So I, because all the kashas we had to say pshat that there's a walls on the side which are massaged the other walls. Sometimes your head gets into a way of thinking that you forget that not everyone holds from that Messias. Thank you very much. Good. So now we're back in good shape. Good? Fine. So having said that, thank you for clarifying. So now let's see, back to your question now, Daniel. Your question was, Tosfos over here, that there are, it kills all the walls completely, right? There are zero walls. So then, repeat your kasha one more time.
Tosis seems to assume that it does not kill the walls completely on Chabad and Aleph, because otherwise it should be chayiv in the whole city, not just in the epicenter.
Hold on, slow. So David Tosis says, my mitzvahs. If Yerushalayim has not just four walls around the surface, but has two parallel walls along each corridor, in which case you would mask them to me. There are three different mitzvahs in over here. Let's chazer again. When we spoke last week about silik mechitzas, what were we assuming? Is there any chalk behind me? There's a marker. So I think we came to the following understanding. Let's see if it's on this side, over here. The walls are like this. I understand perfectly what's going on. Shesi there, there's no walls, nothing. The whole town has no walls. There's no place in this entire city that has two parallel walls. Nowhere. Because it's Boki Shesi there. That's the Balamon. Okay. Now, what if the Messias is this way? Same Messias, but there are. There are all these walls. That was the whole chazanish. That's chaz like this. Siluk. Right? So now, if that's the case, so ask your question again.
My question was that why according to Tosfos would you believe you only have in the middle if there's no.
You have everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere. So now the question is that true or not? Because it's true that no, the outer walls are dead throughout the city. No. Outer walls are dead because it's back and burn. But here, and here, they're not dead. They're alive and well. The two walls, and two walls.
Peace in the MTs.
Right. So let's make a peace pact. Okay, a peace pact. So they kill the whole walls. I mean, that's a very important reason. What? They kill the walls. We're now all agreeing that they kill the walls that they're going over, under, or through, but not between. We're all agreeing on that. It's the question of the Matthias, what happened, what was going on over there? That's why we had this guy, I couldn't communicate with you. We're talking about two different facts, two different sets of facts.
I just talk about specifically in the middle.
Right.
I think that's the question.
Right.
So everywhere else, we should say, that's the question. The shoe is just wrapping only the emsa. So
right.
Everywhere else, I would assume we should say,
Called the Abiyuda. Because everywhere else, there are two walls. If this Metzias is correct. You are correct in the Metzias, which is the Balamor's Metzias. He says everything is gone. There's nothing. Everything is gone. Correct. I agree with you. So if I'm suggesting that Tosis holds that it kills everything, so the question is why only be on Tzapilish? That's the question. So if you deny that, so let's assume I'm wrong. I'd love to assume I'm wrong. I prefer assuming I'm wrong, for reasons which will come obvious. I would like to be wrong. That's simply called the Tosis that only kills the wall at the point where they go to. The rest of the wall, the two sides, are still chai and kai. Right? That explains this. Right? That explains this. Yeah, Emes? Emes. So what's Pshat Tosis on Daf Chavez and the Beis? Going through three Tvachim on the side. And what happens? Osi Rabin Umavatli Mechitzvah. I'd rather be like you. It should not kill the entire mechitzah. Just the place where it goes to. Going through three tefachim. Who cares? Yishalayim is 16 hours. It's three tzvachim. So good, so it's three tzvachim. So those three tzvachim are no good. Forget it. But how many hours at the bar? Yeah.
Is it possible that because the Rosh Hashanah says it's the booster number that it's more than Yom Tzvachim, plus open P Rosh Hashanah over the Derech HaBor, that they walk over the board?
That's the Rosh. The Rosh used that expression. They jumped over the board?
Not over the Derech HaBor.
Let me take a look one more time. Maybe that's what I mean. They jumped over the bar. Hold on.
Whoa.
Hold. Let's read it again. Pish a bar muflag when a kozak gimel tzvachim mikan gimel tzvachim mikan ubaki rabbe mikan umikan. Where are you reading? Gim toma my nakat baruch and nami have imatzel mema bechitzah shim muflagas when a kozak gimel tzvachim mikol tzad. Revusenach afgav the yesh gimel tzvachim v'gam overin. Derech pi habor. They jump over the bar. It's a reshus hayachid. According to whom? According to Rabban or Rabbi Yehuda? Why are you wrong?
Because he says,
Rabbi Yehuda would have sufficed. Why doesn't it work?
Because you're not going over the mechitza.
Because the mechitza is still there underneath. You can't.
Yeah, it's full mechitza. You can't go over it. I mean.
Right. You can't kill it. Again, one more time. Let's start the Tosa Rush again. Maybe this we'll figure this out from Tosa Rush. Take it from the top. You will have it. It's in the computer on your Gemara. Yaakov will say this. Torah Shabbat Peh. Tema, keva and the bar have you can mechitza shlishis, pshita the rishus hayachid. Now, what words is he actually going on? Let's hold on. What is he actually going on? The Tosa Rush. What words is he going on? On the second wide line of the Gemara, says as follows: they caught a brisa. Ela liboros. Right? He has a gears over here. Liboros shichon amaris. That's what's confusing. He had two extra words which are not found in Shas Bavli. Right? We have the words ela liboros. Because in the previous line it said boros shichon amaris. And he had the gears in the next line. Ela liboros shichos amaris. That's why I just got confused for a second. So the Gemara is saying as follows. Mani. Now, so the rush is preempting. Before we get to the Mani, Rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda. So according to whom is this rush going? It sounds like it's going to everybody. No? Kevin, the Bar Mechitza Shlish, it's Pshita. Pshita according to whom? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon, he doesn't say a word. What's Pshita tell us the rush? Gentlemen, what does it mean, Pshita? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Three Mechitzas?
Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need three Mechitzas, only uses two. So what's the question? The three mechitzas and aliyasa, right? The assumption at the beginning was that the bar reaches from one end to the other, right? Completely, the bar fills up the entire space between the two walls. So you have three walls. Lo matzino b'kiyas rabim. Here they're jumping over the bar, which he says at the end, right? So what does he say? No, the three they can go through the sides. Why am I mentioning a bar? The answer is no. To teach you. Even though they're jumping over the bar, it's still considered to be a Rishus HaYochid. And why is it a Rishus HaYochid? Because there are three Mechitzas. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the three Mechitzas. And so let's chazer again. So what's the Maskanas HaGemara? Maskanas HaGemara is Hilem Rabbanon. Obvious. Rabbi Yehuda? So what is it in according to Rabbi Yehuda? If there are three tzvachim on each side, then the Gemara is suggesting it's Rishus HaRabim. Right? The Gemara comes up even the Maskana. So the Ramban quoted this Tosefta, which doesn't exist. And the Bach on the side of the Ramban said, that's what it means. Since the Gemara says it's according to Rabbanan, but Kol Tabiyuda would be Rishus HaRabin. Why? Because it was three Tvachim on each side. Had it not been three Tvachim on each side, it would have been a Rishus HaYochid. Okay? So now it comes out that Tosus says if you can get through even three Tvachim, the entire Mechitz is killed. You know what I'm saying? But if you couldn't go over, if you just jumped over, then it wouldn't matter. So it's a remarkable chiddush. If you can go a place where right at that spot there is no mechitza at that spot, then the whole thing is killed. But if you can get somehow over or under the mechitza, but wherever you're going over or under, there's still a mechitza there, then it would not be a problem. Right? That's what Tosafot is saying. That's what Rashi is saying. So what happened in the Tzuras of Pesach? In the Tzuras of Pesach, even if you go mamish right underneath, it shouldn't be a problem according to this. What is Tzuras of Pesach different than a bar? In other words, there's a Chiddush Niflin in the Tzuras of Rashi. Maybe that's just take a while to figure out from Tosafot also. If there is a bar and everyone jumps over the bar, it doesn't matter. Because they can't move the charitz of the bar. It can't move from its place. If the street fell on either side, oi, then everything's disastrous. So by that stretch, if you have a Tzuras of Pesach, it should be the same as a bor. That's relevant for our future discussions. I'm glad we had these discussions today. I have to think about it a little bit more. I was trying to go another place, and I'm not going to get there today, but it's more important. Okay? Are we all now on the same page, more or less? Yes.
I agree with the Cheshbon and I think that you have said it. Why Tosan Amalek don't you say Asi Rabin in the middle wall for you? What's the difference between the Sha'arim and those middle walls?
Because in the between the two middle walls, what we just got through saying, the only time we say Asi Rabin Mavat Lemechitza, whatever it does, kills the whole thing, kills part of the thing, whatever it kills, it only kills in a place where that spot there's no Mechitza. But here, in the two, the Matthias that I describe with the dots, well, the dots in the middle, so at every point there were two mechitzas on the side, right? So they're impenetrable. We just saw, if you have a bar, it's impenetrable. It doesn't matter. There's no gap.
But when you walk from the outside of your shrine, it's one of those pathways.
Right.
So let's assume that the point is that you can battle the whole wall.
You have a vatel, the wall that you went through.
Two walls on the side of you, right?
Also. The two walls that you went through on their respective sides. In other words, if I walk through here, I kill this and I kill this.
Right, right.
I don't kill this.
Agreed.
Good.
So, but then when you keep walking through,
right,
and you walk through the next set of walls on
here,
the two sides,
right,
shouldn't that be a vatel of those two walls on your, that you're walking through?
It'll kill. If I walk through here, I come out here. This is God, and
before
this is God.
Before you get there, in between.
Why should kill these two thoughts?
It's not those two, but the other two.
These two.
Yeah.
These are all killed. Everything going this way is killed.
So if you walk here,
right,
then these are gone too, right?
Right.
So you lose. So shouldn't these walls all be in the bottom?
No.
Because if you walk,
no, but
being,
this, when I walk here, these two are still around. All you need is two, quote W.
But people are also walking this way, so shouldn't those be walking too?
People walking this way.
And
so
about the, they should be about the these walls.
Yeah, it's true. But these, in other words, whoever's walking through is mavatal things on the side. Mavatal, the walls which are going the opposite direction. If I walk this way, anyone going this way is bottom. But the walls going this way are not bottom.
Even if people are walking through the other street this way?
Show me. Who's Mavatal these two? Who?
Avram's walking this way.
Right.
So he's going to be Mavatal these.
Right.
Or Avram might be back. And Yitzchak's walking this way. So he should be Mavatal. So
that's the question we raised last time. If we have a corridor like this, this little corridor, the fact that someone's walking over here should be irrelevant. He's as walking like this and then Eretz Yisrael in America. In other words, stop here. The world stops over here. You have four corridors. The world stops each and independently. That's what we thought. Okay, that's what we thought logically. I still think it's true logically.
Is it possible to say that each corner is its own little Rishus?
No.
That's
a Chazanish discussion. If you have an L,
right,
what kind of status is that? If you start drawing an angle.
Why can't I say each one is its own?
Yeah. So let's assume we don't say that. It's just for the moment. It may depend if it's a right angle, obtuse, acute. That's a whole discussion, not for now. Way ahead of us. I was trying to get to this. Well, Hashem has this discussion. We just clarify certain things. You have to think about it 100 times. But let me try to get where what it's trying to go. Okay? So, last week, I want to show you one thing. One thing. This thing's going to open up the whole discussion. No, okay. Sponsor product, yeah. First, show you what happens. Only one paragraph. Just one tiny paragraph. That's it. One small paragraph. Oh. Second, please. Okay. Midlo mechalek hashas min poros meruba al omed li mabapasi biros. Hosam of a rabbi Yudah, osi rabbi mevatli. Al the omed meruba amode the lo mevatli. Mashma. Then chilek was it. The kol shirab and bokam bo lo choshev kepesach alibay ala kepirtsa. Vim kain. Gam ha omed batla filu meruba. Oh. This is what the Ritva said. Basically, the boss said a beferish, it kills the whole wall. El de la fizer lo botla mechitzis el de talto. He said, can't be. Aval Lizrok, he's assuming as a priori assumption, ein pirtz the proselis from the Torah about the Meruba, and for the Biyos and Miyeser, the Rabbi Yudah. Who's he against? His own brother. Kerner has a brother in Mishnah's Yaakov. There's a brother that's fighting it out. Okay? Ein Ramban zav a Mechamis shetata b'emes the Me'omen Meruba ain't a postal b'kiyas Yabim im rosh lo shirochav a b'kiyah hu tez zayin amah it said tez zayin aleph and they got it to come out with a tumah out of it. Ein shav b'dvarav, what does that mean? He's saying that the Ramban holds that you're right, Omen Meruba wouldn't pass the b'kiyah im lo shirochav b'kiyah tez zayin amah. Ein shav b'dvarav. What's he saying? He's saying, this is the one we kept quoting so many times ago in Yaakov and the Keren Ora, that according to the Ramban, if you have Omen Meruba la Poritz, listen carefully, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree that the Rishos HaYachid Doraisa. Why? For obvious reasons. It took me so long to figure this one out. According to the Ramban, it only kills it in that spot. So Mazel Tov. Who cares it's killed in that spot? Omer Meruba la Poritz. It all goes together. When it's Harba Hotalia. What are Rabbim doing? Are they killing the entire thing or are they killing it in that spot? So if you hold it kills it in that spot, and you also hold that Piritza Yesim Yud is the Rabbanon, so you're left inescapable conclusion. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's the biggest machmir in the whole wide world, Rabbim about the Mechitza, so the Mevatel the Mechitza. Who cares? So the mechitz is gone for 15 amas, 100 amas, 16 amas, it's gone. So what? Still on the Rubal Aparos. The Ramban the Shitoso. It only kills it in that spot. This is exactly what the opinion of the Keren Ora is. See, so he's saying, quote the Ramban, two things. One, it only kills it in that spot. And then it's almost inescapable. Once that's true, it's not only true according to Rabbanah, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda too. Because even if it's Mevata the Mechitza in that spot, so what? Omer Meruba LaParitz is still good, Midaraisa. So I feel this is a wild Chiddush when I was telling you the first time, I never dreamt of it, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Meruba works, but it's inescapable. Once you assume for a minute, that as he assumes against his own brother, that Piritza Yesami Yud is the Rabbanah, and you assume as the Ramban said, Pshuto, it only kills it in that spot, so 2 plus 2 is 4. Sukha Rabbi Yehuda holds Rabbi Mevatel Mechitza. So the Mevatel Mechitza in that spot. That spot's gone. it still leaves you with an omen meruba la parts. So it should be good midaraisa. So this chiddush nifla of the Ramban that others disagree with, that other reading which we don't like, that they have to take a pen and fix it, which we don't, etc. But this, and Rav Yoshev held this reading, and the Gaon Yaakov held this reading, the Karen holds this reading. It's a wild chiddush, but it's inescapable if you make these two assumptions. One, that Osi Rabim is only there, doesn't kill the entire Mechitz, which is what the Ramban did say. And two, if you're going to assume against the Mishnah Yaakov that Omer Meruba Pirtzi Yasim is the Rabbanan, then you're there already. So this thing which I thought was an absolutely wild chiddush came to me. It's inescapable once you make those two assumptions. It's all here in Karanah on two lines. So I read it. Things have to sink in. The chiddush nifla ma'od. So the question now becomes, but it's the Ramban shita. Seems to be that the other Rishonim disagree, and they say if they go through it in a small spot, the entire wall of that direction to which they're going is killed. Then all bets are off. Then the whole Ramban's, forgive the pun, the whole wall comes tumbling down. Hossi, their svaras, mevatel the mechitzas, and the svar of the Ramban. Now, who stacked up against the Ramban? Don't we have a whole list, though? No? Maybe you have Rashi, maybe you have a Balamor, maybe you have a Ritva, maybe you have a Tosis. Right? They seem to all be saying that when it goes through, it kills everything. You know, and that, both things on the, if they're going from north to south, all east to west is gone. The Ramban didn't say that. Okay, so it's a machlok, it's gedolei aposkim, gedolei rishonim. So it seems, l'chorim. So this itself, this shaila, is a shaila which apparently the gedolei aposkim had. And since we had so much hanor from a letter that I read to you last time from one of the chavrei akolu in our community, I got one more letter. And he quotes from the Tshuva Me'ava. Let's try it. Anyway. See if we get it. Quite. Oh, Hashem. Chelik Aleph. That's only the Spala. But look at the Simon Kufyud base. Let's see. Let's see. Yep, Baruch Hashem, Kuf Yud Beis. He was a Talmud of the Noda B'Yehuda. Oh, I think Noda B'Yehuda wrote this to him. I think he's the author of Tshuva Me'ava. Let's see if I'm correct. Who signed? Hakot Yecheskel Segel Landa. This is the Tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda. Written to Rav Elazar Flax, who's the author of Tshuva Me'ava. So he says, Mamash, Tshuva is a Noda B'Yehuda itself. What does he say? Let's read together. You have this on your screen? I'm trying to search it. There's a discussion in this Tshuva about a Charitz Hasav L'Ir. How good are your eyes? Well, it's not that big, we should be able to find it. It's a side issue, don't do anything. Charitz, a son of the ear? I'll be towards the beginning, that's obviously somewhere there. Chafira.
Yeah, I need the first,
the very beginning. What happens? The goyim come. Okay, Bitlonik Shabbos, terrible. Balak Tshuva Seir, Matzah Yer Mukefes, Mikol Tzad, and Nikol Rechov Yehudin Mukaf Chafira. That's what it said. It's word Chafira. The Haynu Emek Amuk. We saw them. Vemakom Shen Chafira Yesh Batan Benuyim. Beofet Shal Nishem Makom Pony. VeEmek Amuk Shen Vesmal Labash Lo Ganlam Vafshar Shlagim. Also Emek Unichat Hashmisha Lo Lidach Lo Shnamish Hachrosim Hanochrim. Hadar Meiva La Shenil Shal Emek Lovel Leir B'Tochat Leir. Doch kim lava derach sham. Now some shul yochem milamala. Hanem be'evel ashen lemata l'toch ha'chafira. Ulemata hanem b'toch karkas ha'chafira lemata l'mala. It's hard to explain what this means. The Rehov Yehudu. Ike shalasa. Kev and shem ezel onasim. B'dei odom, de shemayim. Logan Avraham said, de shemayim rabban mechitzta. I be stuck with the Tosis on the Chof Beis Dilma. Hine ahuvi talmidi. You ask the Kasha, what does it mean over there? Tell him the slack, I'll leave it up on the Tiboyloch, etc. For the Tosis, I regan the Chabon and the Chosef Zeh Asim Avad Mechitzta. Who has his Kasha? The Sefer Tosis Shabbos. The Rashash has his Kasha, on the Dach. Umnam Gilf HaChidish Azem D'modu Rabona B'mechitza Shein Asir B'dei Odom Lo Shamanu Migdolei HaPoskin Acherim Gamidibia Tosis Vim Hu Al Zechroin Chom Asher Derashti B'shitas Lechi Omer Me'elav. You must have been in the Shia 40 years earlier. If you remember the Shia, yeah. What? Harachti bedinim alolah bihalesi al kalpona lo gora l'rabona mil Rabbi Yehuda bekema the Rabbi Yehuda b'tzava beiz mechitzas d'araisa. Heredik beiz mechitzas shuv lo osi rabbi m'mavatli mechitzas shlishis. Hachinami l'rabona nahani poskim disfilish shlosh mechitzas d'araisa. Im kain. Im yesh kan arba mechitzas. After b'mechitzas revius. Boku rabim. M'mavatli mechitzas. Whoa, this is Kiddush Nifla, between 3 and 4. Heaven knows that way. But the Chazan said this doesn't exist. I feel that Paul says, feel that Mechitza is the Raisa. The Komek of Kehar and Aram, Bokum, Bokum, Mechitza, Revius, and Bokum Echad, Shinasimo, Shvil, Hana. The Kehar, here's the Kilon. She'ein Rochav Eser Amis, Afim Yevuta la Mechitza, Shabu Mokum Azeh, Have the Pirtsa Psucha, should be Pachusa, Pachusa Meyeser, Shabu Shabu Komas Lobaki, what he says. You know what's in Mevat Mechitza? Stop. He said exactly what we just said. What the Keren Ora said. What the Ramban said. The Rabbam only Mevat Mechitza is where? In that spot. So if the spot itself is less than 10 Amos, he just said it beferish. It's not a problem. So it's bottle. Who cares? It's a pirtsa pchusam yeser. Shabbat Moslobaki. He's saying beferish. So we said, we thought only the Ramban held that way. So no, the Yehuda holds that way. Vidaito harachava. Doesn't say a Rashi, a Tosis, a Balamor, a Ritzvah, nothing. He just says it on his own. Am I right? That's what was written to me by this Choshev Yid from the Koilu. Wow. And it's another Yehuda in another place seems to say exactly the same thing. Wow. But of course the problem with this Shita is, what do you do with the Gemara? On Daf Chavetz. So, what did the Ritva say? The Ritva said, that knocks everything out. Everything's knocked out. Not against the Nodav Yehuda. I think he's right. The Ritva is against the Nodav Yehuda, right? We saw that. Ritva says, that if they're coming through, it knocks, at least according to the Yehuda Shita, it knocks everything out completely. Why? He tells you why. Because it kills the whole wall. What's he saying? It only kills the wall in that spot. He's a Ramban Yid. Am I correct? He's a Beferish like the Ramban. Yeah. I'm not shlugging up the Ramban. Chas v'sholom. Same with the Nodav Yehuda is holding like the Ramban. What's a kasha?
From the board. If it's only Bucky in one spot, and it's the Pachos Mieser, so what's the problem? What's the right anymore?
Who said it's Pachos Mieser? Rashi.
The Ramban is called the Messias.
I can't argue with Rashi. Okay. The problem is no Chidush Ramban and the Chabad. Look at it, we don't have it. It's Likutin. There's no test. There's nothing there. I don't know. Is there a Talmud around Ban on Erevin? Is there maybe look on the Ran on Erevin? I don't want to look. The Ritva doesn't obviously goes against it. The Rashba, I didn't see that. I don't have the Rashba in front of me. I don't think he discusses it. That you can look. So the Ramban did not address it. The Pashup shot that he holds, it's simply more than 10 Amos against the Rashi. And then he quotes this beautiful lady. He quotes the Keren Ora. Says this way. What do you mean? Slowly. The Keren Ora had a Chiddush Nifla. What did he say? We read it before. It's see one more time. A chiddush gadol ma'od ma'od ma'od. What did he say? A chiddush gadol. He says lefizel al batal mechitzes al letalto aval lizrok and pirtsa posel zman haTorah. An in between shita. We mean an in between shita. According to what we called Rashi and Tosfos, even though no matter how narrow the hole is, shusharam darais, right? Shusharam darais. Okay. Shusharam darais. The Ramban seems to say it's mutter, and the Keren Ora says it's mutter darais and also midrabon. That's what it seems to appear. What the Keren Ora is saying. Leave out the Ramban. The Behuda said it's mutter. It's passing a shah alocha lamais to his Talmud. The Behuda said it's mutter. He said, "According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's also the rice. According to the Keren Ora, it's also the Rabbanon." We thought that the Ramban is like the Nodi Behuda. Although you can't be sure because it's also the Rabbanon. But here's a big difference. If it's the Rabbanon, towards the Pesach will certainly help. For sure. So for our purposes, it's not going to be that much of a difference. Okay, Rabbi Osai, so this is what happened, what appears over here. An amazing thing. An amazing thing. Now, he quotes one more tshuva, Shut Achiezer. I'm not sure we'll be able to get this one, we'll try. Afraid about that. You have Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Dalad is not part of the original, was put out posthumously. So I can't quote it to you. He says the discussion of Paris. There's no Rosh Hashanah Medrash. There are walls on four, three and a half sides. Either Pirtzis, it's on Medrabanan, or Murbala parts, like the Mishkanes Yaakov, like the Chazanish. He corresponded with the Chazanish about Paris. That the Chaim Oizer sent to the Chazanish. It's the same Shita. Okay? So he's saying now, what does he hold? Like Rabbanon, like the Beis Ephraim, so there are four mechitzas, Ramanat Mabal mechitzas. Excuse me. And therefore, he says what he says. Give me a second, please. Hello? Speaking. How are you? I'm in the middle of a shir. Call me in 10 minutes? Is that possible? Oh, it's just a technical, you're calling for a technical reason. No, I'll call him. But which brother? Okay, what's Ari's number? Busy day today, I will find the time to get to call. I wouldn't have picked up, but I'm handling a couple of emergencies, so I took the phone with me. You don't even have it. Call to. Bye bye. Sorry, you'll do this, but I thought this was the emergency was totally unrelated to the emergency. Okay, whatever it may be. Let's go. So he says over here, why did the Reb Chaim Oizer say Pirtzis Yosef Yod is not Asa Min HaTorah? So he says, my vort. This is very important. This episode. This is what the Shia is supposed to be about today. I'm supposed to tell you, I'll show it to you since we have another few minutes. But he says in this letter, it's exactly what I printed a while ago. Where am I? Oh. What page are we on again? I forgot everything. Two something, no? I forgot how much you have to add. Wait. This fish with these numbers here. No. Watch this. Chazanish argues in Mishnas Yaakov on two things. What does he hold? He passes like Rabbanan and pierces the Rabbanan. The Lashon HaNira Shecholek Olav Gam Bedin Ha'erev Im Nachmir Bi'achas Mi'am Machlokus and Hanal. I asked you yesterday on Thursday, what if you have one and one? So I'm going to have to eat my words, I think, on half of it, but this, he writes it like this. What led to the Shlom Yehuda, which I have the Sefer. Im Yesem Mi'esav Im Anatorah Bi'yosh Shebezet Toli Halimut Tzchus Al Yisroel Bi'luchus Ram Tzol Shabbos. Hooray. She'afim Kaimel Kerabonon Kudiskim Ha'chazanish Ha'shlom Yehuda. Adayin Tzorach Lomar The pirates of yes and yes that post sells with Rabbanan. The Lahash Erev Shalom. Tzarev Bir. Yesham Dal Machitzis. Rabbanan and Rabbanan Bavat Lassan. Name of the Mahani Tzorah Sepesel attack on the pirates of Afim Bali Tzorah Sepesel. He also made the Raisa. As the Mishkan Yisrael seemed to say. Meidach. Chazanish has to prove we passed the Rabbanan. What does he hold? The Quant of Yehuda also Yam Bavat Machitza. Ha Machitza Betel Afim Pirates of Yes and Yes and Rabbanan. Afal Pisha Rabbanan Volkan Rakhman Yehuda Machitza Blah Rabbanan. I see maybe the Ramban Shita. Well, we may have backed out from the Ramban now. Sorry. Please forgive me. Hello? How are you? I'm still, believe it or not, still finishing a shiur in 5 minutes, but this is more important. What do you want to tell me? How do you have your emergency number? I never gave it to him. Yeah. He wants to reach me. If you give me his number, I'll call him. I understand. This is why I have the phone. The first one was a false alarm. I'm asking you a favor, wait for 5 minutes and call me back. Fine, bye-bye. Okay. Oh! Yeah, hold on. Tzarech Bir, the name of the Rova Mechitza Kayim, Harishus Yachid, Afal Pisha Rabbah Mabatla Bamirda Parsha Belkabo, Cambridge appears to yes in the Yud, is the Rabbanon. Vinira Lavar, based on the Ramban. What did the Ramban say? Gilu Marichus Vesos Mazulazu, Bikir the Rabbah Mafsekas Bahem. That's what we saw that lesson in the Ramban. Kavanas Rabbani, Ome Ruba La Parts Lo Mahani Betoris Rov. See, I'm changing my mind, that's what I wrote at that point in time. El Tekiilu Nista Mamirt. Vim Cain. The way I understood it. I'm backing off from many things. So the Chaznish holds away Kwanta Rabbi Yehuda. So he has to say the Pasnak Rabbanan, even though he holds Pirtsi Yesim Yud is with the Rabbanan. Who cares the Rabbanan? But it's going to kill the entire Mechitza. Who cares about the Pirtsa? Oh, in Pirates, yes, the Mule is the Raisa. It's not going to help. Nothing's going to work. Can't go the whole thing. Chazanish, I don't have to finish up. Chazanish, the way I explained, hold Omer Meruba Mahani, Kinida, and Haparas Kinista. I thought that's the Ramban held. I eat my words. He said it by Pasi Biros, but La Fuke Omer Meruba. You know why? Here's the key line. The ain shame down mechitzes. There is no rabbanon shame down. There is no shame down mechitzes because the rabbanon between them hacked them up. There's no more shame down mechitzes. Umot l'Rabbi Yehuda dos Rabbi Mevatlon. After two of the pestle doesn't help. Pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So should the rabbim. After imperial yes to Yehuda, there's only the rabbanon. The rabbim about them call on mechitza. There's nothing left. Nimtza the ain gilam mechitzas. And the Chazon Ish is Mekel, you know why? Because he says he passed like the Rabbanon. And he also passed since Pirsi has to notice it was only with the Rabbanon. So the Mechitzas can, you follow what I'm saying? Chazon Ish has to hold from both kulos. And remember, Chaim Boyz follows the Chazon Ish. It's the same Shita. You have to hold from both kulos. This letter, the last page, he says, why did Reb Chaim Boyz say it depends upon Pirsi has to notice only is only the Rabbanon? Who cares? Who cares? So you have to say, the Pirtz Yesim Yud is the Rabbanon, in Hoya Osim and HaTorah, lo ya nechshav g'shem dal mechitzes. Even Mamash copied me. This letter, Mamash copied what I'm saying. You have to have both coolers according to the Chazon Ish. I back out from the word Ramban, because I thought the Ramban held all mechitzes have to have the dotted lines between. No, only Pasi Biros. I have to stop. I'm sorry we had a little confusion today in the Shia. But we made a lot of progress. So Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll make more progress. We'll see how it is. Bye. Okay.